What about here in Belfast? How concerned are you about being in town on Good Friday? Concerns have been raised as Republicans opposed to the gathering of Army war veterans in Belfast City Centre on Good Friday are planning to hold a protest outside City Hall at the same time. A major police operation will be in place to make sure both events pass off peacefully. A DUP delegation met with the PSNI this week to raise the issue and say the protest will only increase tensions. But Sarah, the group holding the demonstration, have rejected demands to call it off. Let me speak to Sean Cahill from the anti-agreement Republican group, Sarah. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Sean, why are you protesting this Good Friday in Belfast?
Frank, Sarah are facilitating the protest, and the protest is in direct confrontation with the British soldiers who are looking immunity from prosecution. We're facilitating on behalf of all those victims and families who are still looking for justice, who 45, 50 years after the start of the latest British phase of the war in Ireland, still don't even have an inquest, still don't know why their families were killed, their family members were killed. You know, the fact that these British soldiers want immunity, they already have 6,000 medals awarded by the British Queen, thanking them for their duty. They have slaughtered countless innocent people. You know, all we have to do is look at Ballymurphy, West Rock, White Rock, the Spring Hill Massacre. Look at young Martha Campbell, 13 years of age, was shot dead in the streets of Ballymurphy. Kids O'Reilly, shot dead in the Springfield Road. Private Ian Fain served a short term in prison. He was released not only back to the streets, but back to the British Army and promoted. The family of Peter McBride, their son was shot dead by a British soldier on the streets of the New Lodge. There, you know, the list is endless. You know, I'm not here purporting to speak on behalf of all victims. I know that some victims won't agree with what we're doing. We're facilitating. We're here to give a voice to those people who feel that they've been left behind.
Can you give a guarantee that your demonstration in Belfast on Good Friday will not lead to violence?
We are calling on all right-thinking people to come out and support the victims and their families. We're calling on anyone, including the RUC, if they want to come along and cause trouble, we want them to stay away. We're not out for trouble. We're not out for confrontation. We're out to make sure that the victims' voices are heard.
Sean, there's an absolute duty on the PSNI, as they're now called, to ensure that there isn't a confrontation. So therefore, they are going to be there in numbers to protect the people of Belfast from the possibility of confrontation and from the possibility of people who join your protest, who you may not be in control of, but people who join your protest causing violence.
Sarah, invite all people to come along and support the victims' families. Some of these victims' families are elderly. Some of them are very young. Some are young people starting in their lives who have heard the stories of how their grandparents, how their aunts or uncles were murdered on the streets. We don't want any of these people to be injured in any way. We're calling on anybody who is seeking confrontation to stay away and to listen to the stewards that are there. We're not out to cause trouble. We're out to raise concerns that the ongoing rewriting of history is shown that these people want to be somehow known as heroes. They're not heroes. They're murderers.
You're out to raise concerns, and I don't think anyone's questioning the fact that the British Army did murder people in Belfast. That's not the issue. The issue is that you say you're out to raise concerns, but are you out to raise tensions at Easter time when we have this vulnerable situation at Stormont where we're not sure where we're going next?
Certainly not. Syria are not in the business of raising tensions or causing any trouble. As I've said before, we've been speaking to and we've invited victims groups and victims families to come along. We don't want to see anyone hurt, any of those victims families, any children, any elderly people. So anyone, and you corrected me there about the RUC, I'll just correct you. They're known as the PSNI, incorporated in the RUC. So they're still the RUC to me.
Yeah, but they may be, Sean, I'm not going to split hairs with you. They may be the RUC to you. Their name in 2017 is the PSNI because most people have moved on and are calling them the PSNI.
I'll correct you there, Frank. If you go onto their website, they're known as the PSNI incorporated in the RUC.
Most people in Northern Ireland do refer to them as the PSNI.
And a lot of people call them different things. You know, they call them cops or peelers or scumbags or whatever. You know, that we're not going to split hairs about that. That's not what we're here for. We're here to raise concerns about the fact that there are people there who want the Erbush history, who want to be given immunity from murder.
Do you call them scumbags?
Listen, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to talk about what's happening on Friday. I've told you we don't want trouble, and we're calling on the RUC not to cause trouble.
Let me put another question to you, which is relevant, because you are talking about deaths on the street, and you're talking about the victims that were put in their position by the British Army in the past. And you're not being challenged on that, because you give examples of where the British Army did kill people. But we're now in 2017. We're now in a position where we're hoping we're moving forward. And very recently, we had an attack on a PSNI officer in North Belfast. Do you condemn that attack on that PSNI officer?
Listen, that's not what I'm on here to talk about.
But do you condemn it?
I'm on here to give a voice to people who feel that they're being left behind. That, you know, people who are looking answers, people who are looking the truth and looking their own form of justice. And, you know, that justice comes in different forms. We're here to give those people a voice. And it would be unfair of me to give my personal view as to what somebody else does.
However, when you heard that a police officer had been shot in a petrol station in Belfast, did you get a sense of that is wrong, that shouldn't have happened, that we're going the wrong way? Well, you know, surely you have an opinion on the shooting of a police officer.
What you're looking at me to do is either condemn or condone. I'm not going to do either. What I will say, and I'll revert back to what Republicans have always said, that no amount of condemnation will bring about an end to this. There's no point in me condemning. There's no point in me condoning. What I'm on here to talk about is what's happening on Friday. So why distract that, Frank? Why try and change the subject?
It's not changing the subject because you mentioned the RUC and then you made reference to scumbags within the RUC.
I'm trying to get an understanding of where Sarah come from. Okay, what I said was people will call them different names. And I give examples of names that people call them. They're called coppers. People in England call them pigs. People call them whatever. What I'm stating to you is they're known. Their name is the PSNI Incorporated. Now, you've just distracted about 4 or 5 minutes off this.
No, but Sean, this is important because we're trying to get an understanding of who's organising this particular protest. And I'm trying to get you to explain to me your position on attacks on the PSNI. If a police officer is shot dead, and a couple of police officers have been killed recently, if there's an attack on a police officer and he's shot and wounded, you're not prepared to condemn that. Most people in society are prepared to condemn that.
My personal opinion is not relevant here. What I'm on here to talk about now is Friday.
Well, now, Sarah the group, what's the opinion of Sarah the group in relation to an attack on a PSNI officer at a police petrol station?
I don't think Sarah have formed an opinion on it. I don't think Sarah have spoken about it. You know, do other political parties have general meetings about every attack or every change to the welfare? You know, that's just a nonsense, Frank. Now, you're distracting from the main issue here. The main issue is what's happening on Friday. Syria are calling on anyone who's out to cause trouble to stay away.
So you don't, Sarah doesn't have an opinion on anything apart from the British Army and their claims for immunity.
Well, listen, I'm a spokesperson for Sarah on these justice issues, on collusion. You know, I'm a victim of collusion. I'm on here to speak about this at the moment. Now, there's no point in distracting from it. I can't speak for everyone. I can't speak for all the victims. And I can tell you that in any meetings I've been at Siri, never was it spoken about an attack on the IUC. Never were we brought together to formulate an opinion on it.
So just to be clear, you're not prepared to condemn an attack on the PSNI?
And I'm not condoning it. There's no, it's a silly nonsense. You're distracting from the fact that Republicans and victims' families are going out on Friday to show their opposition to what we see as a rewriting of history. These people are going there and demanding they get immunity. You know, what is the sense in distracting from that? We're talking about victims here. We're talking about the families in Ballymurphy who are still looking for an inquest, who are still looking for justice, who are still looking for truth. We're talking about a 13-year-old child shot dead by the British Army. Two priests in Ballymurphy shot dead by the British Army. We're talking about collusion within the British Army and the RUC. And these people want immunity.
Will the main Republican representative, Sinn Féin, will they be there?
Anybody is welcome to come along.
Will they be there?
They're welcome to come along if they come and they act in a peaceful manner.
You know as well as I'm asking you that Sinn Féin aren't going to be part of it.
I don't care. We're there to represent victims and families. Sinn Féin.
Or are you there, as your critics would say, to take advantage of those families that have suffered to get your narrow political point across?
What advantage would that be? You know, I live within the Republican community. I meet these people day and daily. I have friends who lost their mothers, their fathers, their brothers. You know, I've seen their tears. I've shared with them their hurt. What narrow political agenda could I glean from that? Those people know my credentials. They know that I'm not there to use or abuse them in any way.
Okay. Sean, I appreciate you coming on the programme this morning. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sean Cahill from the CIRA Group. Let me speak to William Humphrey from the DUP. William Humphrey, good morning.
Morning.
What is the point of having this protest, the British Army being on the streets, when the British Army did kill so many innocent people in this part of the world?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I absolutely condemn the attack, murderous attack of the young policeman in my constituency. I heard the shots being fired and I visited the scene very quickly afterwards. All right-thinking people should condemn such attacks. Frank, we live in a democracy and people have rights and have a right to protest. The veterans have a right to protest. They defended peace and democracy and indeed us in our homes over what was known as the Troubles. But everyone who has those rights equally have responsibilities. And our concern is that as a party, and we articulated those to the police yesterday, that this dissident parade and protest is a deliberate attempt to raise tensions and disrupt the commercial life of the city, because it's timed to absolutely disperse at the same time as the veterans event is due to disperse. So it's a clear attempt to raise tensions. I would, again, although they'll not listen to me, I'm sure, call for the Republicans to call their protest and their parade off, as I did yesterday. Because, you see, the difficulty we have is, in Northern Ireland, who or what are dissident Republicans? It's a flag of convenience for so many groups, and many of those groups associated with violence and, indeed, murder.
We know there's an issue with dissident Republicans. We know there's a threat from dissident Republicans, but Sean Cahill, who I was talking to, was the most relevant man to answer those questions, or the PSNI and their judgment. you're someone who's associated with the protest. The dissident Republicans would not be on the street on Good Friday if you weren't protesting, people is insulting.
Sorry, I'm not associated with the protest. I and my colleagues, representing each of the four constituent parts of the city, went because we are concerned about disruption in our city on Good Friday.
Yes, but you're fully supportive
we're
of the protest.
Concerned about the disruption to the commercial life of our city.
Yes, but William, are you in any way objecting to the British Army protest?
No, I'm coming on to that. I don't object to it. As I've said, the veterans have a right to protest because many of those veterans feel thousands of people across Northern Ireland, in the old Royal Ulster Constabulary, now the PSNI, the Ulster Defence Regiment and the Royal Irish Regiment, locally based soldiers, in my view, the bravest of the brave, served to protect us, Frank. They didn't return to barracks. They had no guards. They and their families were exposed to danger on a nightly basis. They protected us. They defended peace. They defended democracy. And they paid a huge price for that.
But if they did wrong, do they deserve immunity from prosecution?
Well, they held the line against evil. Thousands of them held the line against evil.
Shooting people dead in Ballymurphy, shooting children in South Armagh?
Well, you see, our military has a structure, and our army is deployed by government and by senior officers within the army. And so there is an accountability there, which, of course, terrorists don't have. And what's clearly been the case there is that inquiries have been held, such as the inquiry that was held in Londonderry after Bloody Sunday. So it is a matter for government, national government, who are in charge of security, and the military themselves to hold these inquiries. And inquiries have been held because there is a structure and there is in place an accountability process, which, I'll say it again, terrorists in Northern Ireland who killed with impunity. And remember this, the IRA killed more members of the Roman Catholic community than the so-called British state, as they would call it, did.
William, these are facts. I'm not arguing with that. I'm leaving the IRA out of this because the IRA is irrelevant to the conversation. We're talking about the British Army killing people on the streets of Northern Ireland and in other parts of the community, on the streets of Belfast and other parts of the community, and a considerable number of people are sitting in broken homes still in their elderly years without having had justice. And they're seeing veterans on the streets on Good Friday basically saying, we shouldn't have to face justice. That's hardly fair to those families who lost their loved ones at the hands of who you're calling heroes.
Well, I make it very clear, Frank, you know, the people who protected this place from anarchy and defended peace and democracy and protected us in our homes were heroes, because they did so, because they returned, as I said, to their homes at night with no guards and their families and them exposed, and many of them slaughtered.
Were the soldiers who killed the people in Ballymurphy heroes?
Well, look, the fact of the matter is, this is part of the problem.
Was the paratrooper who killed Magello O'Hare in South Armagh a hero?
Well, that's exactly part of the problem that we have at Stormont. Legacy issues are part of the issues that have to be resolved. And very clearly, there are hurts on both sides. There are people who feel that pain. My own father was shot on the Crumlin Road, unfortunately lived in 1969, simply because he was a Protestant, because the only thing he was in was the Orange and the Black Institution.
Okay, so would we not be safer trying to sort it out? I know we have a logjam at Stormont. Trying to sort it out as opposed to protesting on the streets on Good Friday.
Frank, look, these veterans are not members of any political party. They're not holding their protest, you know, for any political reasons. They're holding their protest for their own reasons as veterans, having served in the Crown Forces. And yes, you're absolutely right. It is the duty and responsibility of politicians to resolve these issues, because the legacy issues are part of the sore that is Northern Ireland as we go forward. And they have to be addressed and they have to be sorted out so that we can deal with the pain and the hurt that is there clearly on both sides of the community.
Okay. William Humphrey, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.